Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard to another edition of Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, TuneIn Radio, TuneIn Pro, iHeartRadio, Simple Radio, and across the way on the American Forces Radio Network. A Monday into a Tuesday, along with Dominic Jimenez, Marty Terrell, as we will recap week three with one game pending, week three of the National Football League. We'll take a little glimmer at the world of college football, but Tuesday with Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He did say today, though, that Kirby Smart had a presser in Athens, Georgia. Georgia getting ready for Alabama. They will host them. They've won 33 straight home games in that building. And here comes Alabama, fresh off another weird loss this year to Florida State, but not horrible because Florida State and Mike Norvell have really turned it around. So we will take a little casual look at college football. We'll get to the key games. The big one was Indiana. I mean, that was just a stunner on Saturday night. Now, you had Notre Dame and Purdue with a protracted weather delay in South Bend. That Syracuse-Clemson game had a couple of almost, I think, 2.5, 3 hours. And there's another headline story. Clemson 1-3 on the year. 3 losses, almost unthinkable. The backstory there is Dabo Swinney just has not got into the name, image, likeness in the transfer portal and basically college football's version of free agency. And he's paying a heavy, heavy stipend right now to deal with the after effects of that, at least in part. But the NFL, I guess you have to go with Green Bay finding just a crazy way to lose a football game. So you have to look at that. New York football is a disaster, a combined 0-6. You can't count the Bills. And then you got to look at, you know, Aaron Rodgers goes into Foxborough, the Patriots, you know, 5 turnovers. You're not going to beat anybody. You're not beating anybody. You're not the worst team in the league. You're not beating the New Orleans Saints if you turn the rock over 5 times. And that's what the Pats did. But Kansas City finally got off the schneid, and we look around the NFL and you see some great stories unfolding with the Colts, Bucks, Chargers, Eagles pretty much the same, and the curse that is the San Francisco 49ers. Crazy. More injuries, Nick Bosa, the latest. We'll come back, get it going, and the WNBA playoffs kind of late in the show. Coming back.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All right, talking the world of sports, let me just mop up a little bit of baseball from the weekend before we jump headlong into the NFL. Like I said, we'll sweep the bottom of the hour with more NFL, some college football, and then I want to get Dom in here for some WNBA analysis. I will say this, the Caitlin Clarkless Indiana Fever continue to arch eyebrows around professional basketball. And that means the WNBA this time of year. I mean, my gosh. I mean, Kelsey Mitchell went nuts. 34 points in 34 minutes. They didn't beat Vegas. They blew them out, 89-73. Now, it's a five-game series, best of five. You know, Minnesota will take care of Phoenix. That might go four. Could go five, but probably goes four. I'll give Phoenix one. And if it goes game five, then it's anybody's, you know, anything can happen in a single game. On the other hand, I think Vegas, I do think the Fever, you know, the clock's going to strike midnight and, you know, they're turning into pumpkins. That's the bottom line. I don't think they can beat Vegas in a five-game series, but it's got our interest here a little bit. Baseball-wise, you couldn't mail order the American League Central and Wild Card any better than it is right now. After the weekend, forget the Yankees. The Yankees are home free, and they might be the top wild card. In fact, they got the inside track to the top wild card. So we'll just cast the Yankees aside. They're only two back of Toronto, so crazy things could happen. And I misspoke on one of the updates. The Red Sox-Jays series is not a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, off day, Thursday. It is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the Tigers come into Fenway Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But even before that, you've got Detroit and Cleveland in Cleveland for a three-game series and a one-game lead. I mean, the Tigers have – I mean, this is – didn't they have at least a 10-game lead at one point? I mean, this is a colossal potential collapse. Now, they'll throw out Skubal tomorrow knowing full well that they just have to they need to get they need to get their house in order. And he got beat his last time out. So don't look now. And the Tigers are reeling. So all the pressure really on Cleveland. And Cleveland, you know, they don't have a tiebreaker against Boston, but Seattle did the most damage. Seattle this weekend took care of the Astros. They now have a three-game lead in the West. So they're going to win the West. Now the Astros are singing for their playoff supper in terms of a wild card. So that's where we are right now in the American League. We'll take a look at the NL here a little bit. There's not much to say there. You know, it was a Kershaw weekend, kind of his final home start. He'll make one more, I believe, in Seattle to close out not only the year, career, regular season. How the Dodgers use Kershaw in the postseason remains to be seen. The other thing is, well, you know what? Let me get the National League out of the way. I mean, right now, Cincinnati is a team you got to keep your eye on. A, they can hit the ball extremely well managed by Francona. And the Mets are just – the Mets at one point were 62-45. They are, three games over 500 right now? Maybe four? I mean, the Mets, they're going to need help. They are going to need help. They're going to need help from Pittsburgh. They're going to need help just getting out of their own way. I mean, the Mets have been horrible, you know, and over the weekend, terrible, sloppy against the Nationals. So, I mean, I'm what, $380 million payroll up in smoke in Flushing, Queens. So that's where we are right now. Of course, this is the final, you know, week of the regular season, less than a week to go, and we've got scoreboard watching. You couldn't ask for anything better. All right, let's go around the NFL real quick. With takeaway, let's get the good, bad, and the ugly out of the way. The week concludes on Monday night. That'll be Detroit and Baltimore. I'll get to Denver in a moment, but Detroit and Baltimore. Now, Baltimore, I mean, you know, look, they're 1-1 right now. They got Detroit tonight. This will be an all hands on deck game for them, even though it's outside of the conference and division, so on and so forth. But you know, listen, they've got Kansas City next week on the road. You know, I mean, you could easily make a case where Baltimore's 1-3, but you know, the four games does not a season make. But you know, you want to perform well. You know, they're not getting much out of Derrick Henry. He's been contained. He was contained last week. You know, they're scuffling a little bit right now. So we're going to get a good read on Baltimore. You know, we saw Detroit lose in week one. They've rebounded. They hung 56 on the Bears, who finally woke up from their slumber. So we will keep an eye on that. But the big stories right now is, you know, Buffalo is Buffalo. The Colts, to me, along with the Buccaneers and Chargers, you know, a great story. I mean, it was thrown out the idea that, you know, Indy at Tennessee was a trap game. Well, it wasn't a trap game for very long because they just came out smoking. And Jonathan Taylor ran for three. Daniel Jones is playing at a very, very high level. He's not throwing picks. They're not turning the ball over. They're playing good defense. Station's been a very solid coach. Say what you want. They made a mistake drafting Anthony Richardson is what they did. We say it every year, you know, if eight quarterbacks go in the first, you know, 45 picks, four are going to make it and four, you know, two will be great or potentially great. The other two will be serviceable pros. The other four will be bust. And that's the way it generally, other than those oddball years where you get five or six that are really good. But right now the Colts have just been great. Now they got an interesting schedule. They got a quirky schedule. Listen to this. They've got at the Rams next week, and the Rams are just absolutely rip-snorting disgusted with the way they gave that game away in Philadelphia. They are just rip-snorting mad about that. You know they're going to come out with a chip on their shoulder. They may take it out or at least attempt to do so against the Colts. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. But then they've got Arizona and Vegas at home. And I think it's the other way around. I think it's Vegas and then Arizona at home, but, you know, six of one, half dozen another, then back to L.A. to take on the Chargers. So you could see 2-2 over the next. So that would put them at, you know, through seven games, you wouldn't be, let me see, you're 3-0 now, go 2. Yeah, 5-2 through seven would not be horrible. But if they can find a way to win both home games and steal one of the games either next week against the Rams or 3 weeks from now against the Chargers out at SoFi, then you're looking at a 6-1 ball club. So that'll be something we will really keep our eye on. Eagles, hey, listen, they found a way to win. Horrible job. Get rid of the tush push. The guy was in, I mean, they were either offsides or false start. They got away with it. Look, this is the National Football League, not the International Rugby Foundation. I hate the tush push. It drives me up a wall. Can't stand it. Just my own opinion. I wish they'd do away with it. They flirted with it. It came a couple votes shy. I would look to see very, very probably that rule, the tush push, is going the way of penny candy, out the door. Niners, what else are you going to say? They lose Kittle, Purdy. I'm missing a whole bunch. Obviously, Nick Bosa, this is an elite defender, same right knee that he had the ACL tear before, so he's gone for the year. And yet here they are at 3-0. They find a way, 16-15 over Arizona. And you can't write them off. You just can't, because Purdy's going to come back. Kittle's going to come back, and they'll find a way. They got four or five guys in the depth chart. They're not going to have a Nick Bosa. You know, one of these backups isn't going to all of a sudden come out and be an all-pro like Nick Bosa. It's just not going to happen. So it's going to be a big-time loss. We will see how they handle that. That will be something we definitely keep our hands on. Kansas City finds a way. You know, I heard the Giants and, you know, the media today cracking down in New York, really cracking down on the Giants. You know, how can you not have a kicker ready to go? Well, let me ask you something. Graham Gano, a guy from Great Britain, kicked at Florida State. So let me get this straight. He comes up with a groin injury in even before the national anthem's played. Okay, so he gets a groin injury. They go with the punter. They go with the punter as the place kicker as well. I believe he missed one. And then obviously Gano gets into the game, and then all the Giants had on the day was three field goals. He kicks one late 25-yarder. But this idea that the Giants should be, you know, criticized, Daboll, the coach, should be criticized because they didn't have a backup kicker? Come on now. You can't go down that road. Nuts. All right, we're coming back. We'll do more on the NFL and some college football. Revisit baseball and the WNBA on a Monday into a Tuesday. It's Sports Overnight America.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
All right, welcome back here, along with Dominic Jimenez, Marty Terrell here on Sports Overnight America. All right, let's mop up some of the NFL. I guess these are the games that these are head scratchers. Carson Wentz in Minnesota, that's the worst loss in Cincinnati Bengals franchise history. Think about that for a moment. Anybody see that coming? Now, no Burrow, I get it, but wow. 48-10, Isaiah Rodgers. Now this guy, sixth round pick of the Colts back in the COVID year, 2020. Then a year in Philly, got in trouble, admittedly, and he's been interviewed about this, betting on football games, said he was doing it on behalf of friends and family members, whatever the case is, becomes the first defensive player in Vikings history to score two touchdowns. He had a pick six, and I want to say he had a fumble recovery or a block kick return for it. It was a crazy day. But more, I think, what, five block kicks yesterday in the NFL? Anyways, Isaiah Rodgers, the University of Massachusetts. Now, we know UMass is known for a lot of things, but they are not known for their football program. I mean, they are one of the worst D1 programs in America. But good old alum Isaiah Rodgers has a big Sunday. Vikings will go to Dublin next Sunday. We'll catch them 9:30 East, 8 Central. You're going to get football nice and early, 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast from Dublin. It'll be the Vikings and Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jaguars 17-10 over the Texans. The Texans right now are a head scratcher. The Browns obviously pick off the Packers. Love throws a terrible pick in that game. He just does. He throws terrible, and a 55-yard field goal to beat you. Stefanski gets to live for another day. You know, and the Browns, who do they have next week? Let me look real quick. I mean, it just keeps their schedule. They got the Lions next week in Detroit. I mean, they just – but that's huge. But, again, you're in week three. It's great for Cleveland. It's not going to define the Packers. The Packers will be fine. They go to Dallas next week. You know, the whole Micah Parsons thing is going to get a lot of play. Why? Who knows? Cowboys got blown out by the Bears. Bears desperately need a victory and got it. The other one is the Chargers, 23-20 over the Broncos. Denver is just really scuffling right now. I mean, they're 1-2. Herbert rallies them again. Keenan Allen. Coming back after a year in Chicago, that is a, you know, that's just good chemistry. Well coached out of Harbaugh, Herbert, excellent. And Allen is long in the tooth, but he is, he's solid. And, there you go. So they get the victory and then Dicker wins it, and the final 23-20. And the Chargers are off to a 3-0 start. Seahawks blow out the Saints 44-13. We told you Niners win but lose, and they lose big with Nick Bosa. And the Bears 31-14 over the Cowboys. And the Cowboys are just they're hard to watch. CeeDee Lamb now high ankle sprain, probably 2 weeks minimum. Those high ankle sprains, very susceptible to re-aggravation. He could be out 4-6 for all we know. So there you go. All right, we told you about the baseball stuff. Let's get to the college football as best we can. I don't know where to start other than you got to go with Clemson, right? If you want to look at the glass half empty, you got to look at Clemson. I mean, they are an absolute mess right now. So as we go through college football Saturday, that's where we start. The early games had a lot of weather delays. The one that really caught me off guard, and I know we're on in Salt Lake City, Dino Costa and the company out there, good job out of you guys. But Texas Tech's the real deal. 17th-ranked Red Raiders, 34-10 over the Utes. And this one was really never close. So we have got Texas Tech on our must-keep-an-eye-on situation. All right, Memphis is running their record to a 3-0 start. Tigers get it done. Actually, a 4-0 start. That game was, let's see, 10-7. It was 28-17, and then we didn't hear from Arkansas again till the third quarter. They got a Starzik had a 46-yard field goal, but then it was all Memphis. They had the Lewis ran for a 10-yard touchdown. Smith went 64 yards for a touchdown, and there you go, 32-31 Memphis. The SEC and Mike Griffith, I talked to him off air. He'll be with us tomorrow. He said it. The SEC, the jury's still out. There was a lot of blowouts yesterday. Syracuse, like we said, 34-21 over Clemson. I don't know. It just doesn't sound good. Clemson's hope for the playoff, it is almost – it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Now, is Dabo in trouble? That's hard to imagine. I doubt it, but this will not sit well with them. And they have a very avid and rabid fan base. TCU 35-24 over SMU. Other than that, I mean, Tennessee took care of business with you. Oregon, Penn State this Saturday night in Happy Valley, State College, PA. Game of the week. Sixth-ranked Oregon, 41-7 over Oregon State. Notre Dame, it wasn't that close. They let Purdue hang around a little bit. The big talk in Notre Dame is, do they have the right defensive coordinator in Chris Ash? I don't think they do. I really don't. Now, he's an Iowa guy. He's from Ottumwa. He'd been at Iowa State, head coach at Rutgers. He had a disastrous run in Piscataway. You know, he's one of these guys that you could easily characterize it as great coordinator, horrible head coach. Okay, fine. I'll buy that to a point. But what he has displayed so far in South Bend, not going to cut the mustard. You got to like Michigan going on the road. They get a nice win in Lincoln against Nebraska. Field goal win there. Florida State, easy game. Ole Miss blew out Tulane. I watched a lot of that. Oklahoma didn't play great, but you know what? When you don't play great, find a way to win, which they did, 24-17 over Auburn. Belichick now is just falling into, okay, he's a head coach. He's in football. He's at the college level. There is no buzz around Belichick in North Carolina. Blown out by University of Central Florida, 34-9. Duke over NC State. Now, that one here, because NC State on October 11th is going to roll into South Bend. And that one surprised me. But the game was at Duke. So that was interesting. That really was. 45-33. NC State, a lot of people will sell you on the idea that that's a very, very good team. Well, maybe not so fast. Georgia Tech continues to roll. Rambling Wreck by a bundle, 21 points better than Temple. And then we got to the night games. Nothing jumps off the page other than Kansas wins big over West Virginia, but West Virginia's got awful. Missouri holds serve at home against South Carolina. That's 2 weeks in a row. South Carolina gets pounded by Vandy, and Mizzou beats them by 9. And then what else did we get late? Miami of Florida, and they leapfrog over a couple of teams. They go to fourth in the country. Miami of Florida, 26-7 over Florida. Billy Napier is not going to survive in Gainesville. He just is not. Other than that, that's going to about do it. I mean, Arizona State beats Baylor 27-24. And like I said, Indiana 63-10 over Illinois, ninth-ranked Illinois. I don't know that the Illini and Brett Bielema, I don't know if they survived that one. I mean, survive it. I mean, they just – this was unbelievable. And Indiana beat them always Tuesday. I mean, they beat them on the ground. They beat them defensively. They looked faster. Not only did they look faster, they were. I mean, it was shocking. It was shocking how dominant the Hoosiers were. I mean, that game was just abysmal. 63-10. And, you know, NBC had what to say about it. They had nothing to say about it. It was very self-evident. They just sit back and watch. Unbelievable. And I believe that was Noah Eagle, who Ian Eagle's son, had the call of that game. He did a nice job. He's also splitting duties with Dan Hicks on the Notre Dame Network, NBC telecast, and Notre Dame football this year. So, hey, listen, that's where we're at right now. I mean, LSU. I mean, we had a lot of, you know, Vanderbilt hung 70 on Georgia State, Texas and Arch 55-0 over Sam. I mean, these are games you expected. Oh, then you had USC over Michigan State 45-31. So the newfangled Big Ten right now has a lot of action with those West Coast teams. But Oregon, Penn State, if I could only, the proverbial, if I could only watch one next Saturday, that's the one right there. In-state college, Penn State, and, you know, Franklin gets a lot of heat, but he's got a great quarterback. They've got great receivers. They lose the tight end of the NFL, but they've got great speed. They get after it defensively. You know it's going to be a whiteout, and that is going to be great to see Oregon and Penn State. Because right now we've gotten through the preliminaries, right? You get through the first four. Now you get into this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where you start seeing, you know, matchups and rivalry matchups. We've had a few. But college football really starts as we turn to October. Even though it'll be the last day of September, second to last day. No, it won't even be that. Saturday will be before that. But anyways, my point being, you're going to see some great matchups. You really are. You're going to see some great matchups, and we're going to start seeing, you know, some teams that we can sit back and say, all right, well, you know, we didn't think they were going to be that good, and look at this. Or, boy, I didn't think they could be that bad. So, at first glance, I look at Southern Cal in Illinois. That game has lost a little luster. Notre Dame goes on the road to Arkansas. And let's see if I can pick out one or two more real quick. Indiana, Iowa, all of a sudden, is a big game. We'll come back. LSU, Ole Miss. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Ends 11-1. Select models only.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports on a Monday into a Tuesday. Monday evening quarterback, Detroit, Baltimore tonight. And Jeff and Jen will be in. You know, they're all pumped up about the Guardians. Well, she's a Cubby fan. Jeff, on the other hand, he's giddy over his Guardians. So we shall see. Got an eye on the baseball. All right, let me finish up some college. Then I got to get Dom in here on the WNBA because I'm into it. You know, and as I said last week, I mean, it's got to cross their mind. Can Caitlin really say that the groin injury is that bad right now after being out, what, 6, 7, 8 weeks, 2 months? I mean, I guess, but look, you're one game up in the best of five. You're in the semis. They go up 2-0. They steal two games in Vegas and then two come back to Indianapolis. Would they dare? It crosses their mind. It has to. The league would love it. I don't care what anyone says, but who knows? And, you know, the other thing is, too, what's that say to your team, though? See, you'd have to – that's a delicate balance because Mitchell's thrown that team and Boston has thrown that team on their backs. They really have. And so what – I think you just got to go with it. Leave it alone. You know, Caitlin's on the bench. Let her cheer the team on. They're a better team without her right now. And when you say that, you almost – in the parts where I live here in Iowa, I mean, you wash your mouth out with soap. You don't dare say that, but I'll say it. They're a better team without her right now. I'm not saying forever, but right now they are. They're a better team. Gals are getting minutes they didn't expect. Mitchell looks like she's having the time of her life. I mean, it's just they look very loosey-goosey, and it's paying off. I mean, they didn't just beat the Aces. They absolutely blew them out, 89-73. Now, did I watch a lot of it? No. But just look at the stat sheet, tells you all you need to know. All right, let me get to some other games. The one I missed was Arizona-Iowa State. That's coming up Saturday night. That'll be 76 Central. ESPN's got it. You know, the Wildcats got to be, you know, you got to be respectful of them. They come in here with a little, you know, first time into Iowa State. This is a matchup you'd only see in like a bowl game. You know, Iowa State-Arizona. Back in the day, Iowa State, Arizona State, those were bowl games, but now it's different. You know, I mean, Arizona's part of the Big 12, and bring them on. That should be a good one on ESPN. You know, look, if Iowa State goes to 5-0, and, you know, all they're going to need is an upset or two in front of them, and they're going to be, you know, as the calendar turns to October, they're going to be unbeaten and in the playoff picture, without a doubt. The other one we told you about, Tennessee, Mississippi State. That game is in Starkville. You know, Tennessee with a horrible loss. I mean, they felt like they had Georgia beat. Should have won that game, did not. And so there you go. Ohio State, Washington, Auburn, Texas A&M this Saturday, Indiana, Iowa. We told you about that. And then the Penn State Oregon game. Penn State will be favored only because it's a home game for them. So there you go. There's your college football. We did more than I thought. We'll really dive into it tomorrow. We'll take a deeper dive into college football. But I've got Iowa State circled. Let me just get one more little, if I got time, which I do. Let me just take a look at Iowa State's schedule to see where they could realistically get tripped up. Now, I'm going to assume that they beat Arizona. They go to Cincinnati. They go to Colorado. I just don't. Now, we also didn't think they would struggle as much as they did back on the 13th, a week ago Saturday, when they struggled in Jonesboro, Arkansas, to Arkansas State. But Arizona, let's assume they get the win coming off the bye week at Cincy, at Colorado, BYU, and then Arizona State, and they'll have – I think the BYU game is tricky. Arizona State, I don't think so. Iowa State's got a score to settle, embarrassed last year in Dallas at the Big 12 title game. Scatabo went nuts. They just tore them apart. At TCU on November 8th, then a bye week, Kansas at Oklahoma State. They're going to lose one game. Pick your game. They're going to be in the playoff. Iowa State's going to lose one game. Pick it. BYU, Arizona State, they're going to stub their toe against Kansas. Maybe Cincinnati. I don't know. All right, so that's where we go. Let's get to the WNBA. I want to see what Dom has to say. Dom, what is the I'm going to ask you the question. What is the reason the Indiana Fever are playing so well, up one game to none, coming off a 16-point rout of Vegas? What is the reason, in your opinion, about the Indiana Fever right now? Let me hear.
Kelsey Mitchell's way too fast for the Vegas Aces to defend. Jackie Young is a very good defender, but she's not the quickest player. Chelsea Gray, long-time veteran, she's not defending anybody on the perimeter with the speed of Kelsey Mitchell. And, you know, Caitlin Clark gets the headlines. Kelsey Mitchell was a second overall pick in 2018, Marty, so let's not discount her credentials. We've seen that she can help carry the load over the back half of the season since Clark's been re-injured, so it's mainly that. Vegas is slow, and Indiana's got some bodies. None of them are as good as Asia Wilson, but they've got bodies that they can throw at her. Aaliyah Boston and Natasha Howard, a little bit of Brianna Turner, too. I don't know if she's back, because I didn't watch the game, but DeMontis, I forgot her name. Damaris Dantas, there we go. She's another forward that they can throw at her. So they match up well. I don't think they're going to win the series, but they match up well.
You think Vegas is going to win that series? Because I do too. It's a 5-game series. They're going to win that series.
Yeah, I think Vegas is just overall the better team. Now, sometimes you can't discount a hot team, but I'm going to discount Indiana, and just because Vegas has better players, I'm going to say that they win the series. But if it goes 3-2, five games, wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Like you said, you've got Wilson, who 16 points, 13 boards. She won another MVP, did she not?
Correct.
She did. All right. Smith, Gray, 33 minutes, 13 points. Young had 19. Evans, 14. Yeah, they'll bounce back. All right, if you're the general manager, Dominic Jimenez, of the Indiana Fever, would you sit down with Caitlin and her representatives and broach the subject? If we thought you could, would you? Or if you think you could, would you? In other words, would you even remotely entertain Caitlin Clark playing? Even if say they go 2 up on Vegas. What do you think?
So, obviously, you want to have your best player on the floor, but considering she's played, 15 games all season, 20 games tops, half the season?
I think it was 13.
Well, even less then. That's less than a third. The ramp-up time to get her to game speed where you want her to be and in a place where she can be effective, I don't think you have that time, at least in this series. If she starts ramping up now and you make it to the finals, okay, maybe. But as of right now, no, I think it's just what we're calling it a day.
How much do you put into this idea? And my notion is this, leave well enough alone. I'm not saying they don't like Caitlin. Of course they do. Not only that, they respect her. But here's the thing. Kelsey Mitchell just looks like a different player. She knows the pressure's on her. She knows that she basically is the key. She touches the ball almost every time down the floor, as well she should. She's a dynamic player. Sometimes chemistry just evolves, and I'm not saying that they're doing anything other than what comes natural to them, but maybe they're looser without Caitlin Clark, and the expectations were next to nil, right? You lose Caitlin Clark, what are your chances? Well, they answered a whole lot differently than many people thought. How much do you put into the kind of loosey-goosey, this chemistry's kind of evolved in a way that no one really expected? Let me hear.
So I'm going to start with something that's not going to answer your question, but I just want to give credit to somebody where it's due. I want to give credit to Ari McDonald, who, alongside Kelsey Mitchell, really held things down in the backcourt prior to her getting injured also and missing the rest of the season, because she was fantastic. And outside of people who are in WNBA circles, she's not going to get any attention whatsoever. She's not going to get anything. People are going to be talking about Kelsey Mitchell now. obviously going to be talking about Caitlin Clark and Aaliyah Boston. That's what they're going to talk about. I want to give a shout out to Ari McDonald, who was amazing this year prior to getting injured. Now, to answer your question, I don't know if loosey-goosey, you know, the pressure is off. I don't know if that's the right way to phrase it or if that's even what's going on here. I think A is, I can agree to you to an extent where the expectations are off. You know, people aren't expecting us to win, so let's just go out there and do what we do. We don't have that, you know, extra eyeballs because the people that Caitlin Clark brings in. That's sure, maybe that might be it. But I think the biggest thing is they're playing with efficiency now. I think I talked about this with you last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Not having Caitlin Clark out there, your shooting percentage is going to go up because she misses a lot of shots. She makes a lot. She misses a lot. That's an efficiency thing. You're also taking away all of those turnovers. Again, yes, Caitlin Clark, excellent playmaker. However, turns the ball over a lot. And in basketball, if you're turning the ball over a lot, you're doomed. I see it with the Golden State Warriors all the time. I saw it a lot with the Golden State Valkyries this season as a brand new team without a true, you know, superstar yet. Turnovers will kill you, and it can get you out of rhythm. So those times when Clark would, you know, dribble too much and commit a turnover, those instances of turnovers are gone now. And now you can have Kelsey Mitchell getting into a better rhythm. Lexi Hull can get into a better shooting rhythm. Aaliyah Boston, Natasha Howard, again, these names that I keep saying, they can get into better rhythms. Because Aaliyah Boston is playing better than I think she's played almost all season. And she's been good this year, don't get me wrong. But this is some of the best basketball she's played so far this year, is right now. So I think the taking away Caitlin Clark's inefficient shooting, taking away her excessive turnovers, is making the team play in a much more smooth manner.
I think that's spot on. Here's the other thing, too. You mentioned Clark and the turnovers. She would get credited with more turnovers. Do you know how many times she'll throw a pass a la Pete Maravich or whatever? I'm dating myself. But, you know, sometimes she makes a pass that's great. Guess what? The gals didn't. They can't handle it sometimes. No-look passes, you know. And I'm not making excuses for the other players. I'm just saying sometimes Caitlin is her own worst enemy here. She really is. She does turn the ball over a lot. She's never found her three-point shooting range this year. I mean, look at the numbers. I mean, she was having 1-for-10s, 2-for-12s, 3-for-14s. I mean, she just – now, a lot of people want to write it off to the injury. That's fine. I'll buy that. And another point about Boston. She had 6 points, but 11 boards, 5 assists. And I'm telling you, she is a defensive presence. She finds different ways to contribute when she doesn't. She was 3-for-9 from the floor. She did not shoot the ball exceedingly well. Lexi Hull gave them a fairly decent game. Turner, they just spread it out a little bit. Natasha Howard, 12 points, 11 boards, 4-for-5 from the field, and then perfect from the free throw line. They didn't shoot a lot of threes. And you know what? They live by the three with Caitlin, and they die by the three. And this way, they're playing better team basketball. I mean, I have to say that. Again, it sounds like I'm taking a shot at Caitlin.
It's efficiency.
It is. When she's taking 14 threes in a game, I'm sorry, unless she hits 6 or 7 of them, you're losing the game. And now it's great for ticket sales, and it's fun to watch. But when she goes cold, it's ugly. All right, we're coming back. Put a close on it. Ramp it up for Monday Night Football into a Tuesday right here on Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline. Don't go away.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Then we'll turn it over to the Riches. The Riches and the Famous. I get a kick out of Jen and Jeff. They do a nice job here. We alternate hours in the overnight. And so if you're looking for that Baltimore-Detroit score, I think they'll keep you updated on that. Steelers, Vikings, Dublin next week. Baltimore, Kansas City. We got a lot to get excited about. We really do. And as I mentioned, the college football next week is good. Iowa State will certainly – and we got the Ryder Cup coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Bethpage Black, USA versus Europe. So stay with us on Sports Byline USA. We'll keep you updated on all the golf and all the crazy stuff that's going on because we've got that global reach with the American Forces Radio Network. I'll tell you right now, I got to say this, and I'm going to get my buddy Noble Burkhead on here. I think the Colts are one of the best stories. Buccaneers, okay, I'll give you that. Chargers, that's fine. We've been down this road with the Chargers before. But I just love the way the Colts, because you had that quarterbacking situation with Richardson, and then you had Ursay, the owner, of course, with all his stuff and his death and then all the craziness. And Daniel Jones, easy target, you know. But here's what happened. He left that craziness, that media cesspool in Newark, New Jersey, with the football Giants and, of course, the Jets and the Yankees and the Mets and the Rangers and the Islanders. And, you know, it's a tough market to perform in. Kurt Warner found out. And we forget Kurt Warner played in New York, and he quickly realized how much he hated it. It goes with the territory. When you win in New York, you win big. When you lose in New York, you lose real big, and they don't back off at all. All right, so enjoy the Monday Night Football. Dominic Jimenez, good job out of you. And WNBA playoffs resume on Tuesday, so we'll preview it tomorrow, and Mike Griffith will join us on a Tuesday into a Wednesday edition as well. This week is going to fly by, folks, and we are going to be into October. For Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us throughout the night in the early morning hours on Sports Overnight America. Adios.